Whether he was bored, curious, or just plain lost, we don't know. But in California yesterday, a 315-pound sea lion ended up far from the sea. He was spotted on the side of a country road near a cotton field in the San Joaquin Valley. That's some 60 miles from the ocean. But assuming the sea lion took a water route, he must have swum more than 100 miles from San Francisco Bay, through a delta, down the San Joaquin River, and into a maze of irrigation canals. Greg Gerstenberg is a wildlife biologist with the California Department of Fish and Game in Los Banos. He was summoned to help with the rescue.
We got a call from our Los Banos wildlife area that there was a sea lion just east of the wildlife area on Henry Miller Road. And knowing the site, I thought, there's no way. So we decided, well, let's just go investigate. This is worth it. This is a strange enough thing to go examine. And so when we pulled up, there were cars all over the road, and lots of people had stopped to see this creature.
And what did you
see? Sure enough, on the side of the CHP vehicle was a sea lion.
CHP being California Highway Patrol.
Yes, and they had parked and were trying to control traffic. And so they had their vehicles parked, and he waddled over next to the vehicle. And then they went ahead and they blocked off the road. And about that time is when he lifted his head up over the top of the car to look over it. And the next thing you knew, he put his flippers up on the back of the car, and then all of a sudden he was up. And so, yeah.
He makes it look easy, I guess.
Yes. Well, they're used to climbing up on rocks and hauling out of the ocean. So they're very good at climbing.
I've seen a picture of him on top of that cruiser, and he looks just as comfortable as he could possibly be.
Yeah, he laid his head down and almost looked like he was sleeping.
You know, I'm looking at a map trying to figure out, as I guess you have been, how he could possibly have gotten to where you are. What's your best guess of how he ended up in Los Banos?
Well, we were trying to piece that together when we arrived, and looking around, there's no water for, it's approximately a mile to the nearest even canal. And so we just thought somebody may have dropped him off. But then making some phone calls, we found out he had been reported at Fremont Ford State Recreation Area on the San Joaquin River. And then it was another report on Salt Slough at the San Luis National Wildlife Refuge, which is upstream from the first sighting. And so we started walking around looking, and he had actually walked from the canal down the road.
You found his tracks.
Yes, there were tracks across the dry ground, so we were able to backtrack him to the canal. We don't know why he decided to wander where he did, but being a subadult male, he's kind of like a teenager, and they're more apt to wander.
Now, we were talking about the sea lion being on top of the police cruiser. How did the folks get him down off that cruiser and back to where he needed to go?
Well, we called the Marine Mammal Rescue Center over in the Monterey Bay area. So they arrived, and he came off the car as soon as we got close. And at that point, we pinned him down into a corner and had a net go over the top of him. And then we were able to control him and get the transport crate in front of him.
And how did he take all this?
Well, he was excited and made a lot of noise at first and tried to get out, but the net confined him. So once he was given a place to go in the crate, he just went for it and went right in the crate. So it worked out really nice.
Well, Mr. Gerstenberg, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you.
Greg Gerstenberg of the California Department of Fish and Game in Los Banos. The sea lion, nicknamed Chippy by the Highway Patrol, has been taken to the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito. He should be released back to the wild in the next few days.